They were led to a spot of high ground, dry enough for a camp. Sir Willis called a halt there and remained behind with his men to see the fires laid and the horses tended, while his brother, Wendell, rode on with Catelyn and her uncle to present their father's respects to their liege lord. The ground under their horses' hooves was soft and wet. It fell away slowly beneath them, as they rode past smoky peat fires, lines of horses, and wagons heavy laden with hard bread and salt beef. On a stony outcrop of land, higher than the surrounding country, they passed a lord's pavilion with walls of heavy sailcloth. Catelyn recognized the banner, the bull moose of the Hornwoods, brown on its dark orange field. Just beyond, through the mists, she glimpsed the walls and towers of Moat Cailin, or what remained of them. Immense blocks of black basalt, each as large as a crofter's cottage, lay scattered and tumbled like a child's wooden blocks, half sunk in the soft, boggy soil. Nothing else remained of a curtain wall that had once stood as high as Winterfell's. The wooden keep was gone entirely, rotted away, 1,000 years past, with not so much as a timber to mark where it had stood.